Okay, our friends. So, did you guys see the Sonic movie? Sonic the Hedgehog? Did you? If you did, you might want to have some more Sonic stuff. And so, we are happy to do it. Today, we are reading a storybook. There are six stories in this one book. And they say they're 5-minute stories, but you know what that means.
2 million-minute stories.
Definitely more than five, if mommy has anything to do with it. So we're going to jump right in. And the very, very first story in this book is called Night of the Unliving. Text by Keel Fegley. Illustrations by Patrick Spaziani. Today's story is read by mommy. And
if you were to punch me, you would take 0 hit points. I will take 0 hit points.
Okay. Who are you?
He's on Hero Brian. Invincible.
I see. Are you ready for your story, Hero Brian?
Most people think I'm fake.
Yeah, I think you might be. But I'm happy you're here with me anyways. Night of the Unliving. The heroes stood frozen in the eerie green light of the machine. A saucer-like monster hovered in the glade. But aside from the strange lights that pulsated from its dome head, the thing had simply hummed a low sound since appearing mysteriously outside the city. Well, there's a whole lot going on there. Let's check out some of those words. Pulsated. Do you know what that means?
Like...
Okay, so do you know what a pulse is?
Like a giant radioactive zap?
No, your pulse actually is running through your body right now. It's the beat of your heart that pushes the blood through your body, right?
Oh, so it's like something going like...
It's, yep, so if something is pulsating, it's giving a beat.
So... music bars pulsate?
Music pulsates, yes. And sometimes so does a light. Kind of like flickering, yeah, but in a rhythm. So it sounds like our heroes are in this city and there's this strange saucer, which is a round dish, right, thing outside of the city.
Maybe it just wants to make friends, said Big, the cat.
The gentle giant reached out a hand towards the saucer's body.
Be careful, said Tails, hovering over the scene on the twin helicopter blades that gave him his name. You don't know what... Zang!
It was too late. The moment Big touched the machine, an awful grinding noise emanated from within. The massive metal monster spun around and bore itself into the ground. Do you know what it means to, it, when it says it bore itself into the ground? Do you know what that means?
Like drill.
Yeah, it dug itself into the ground, correct.
Submit or be destroyed, cried a hollow, angry voice from within.
Well, I think that settles that. Amy ran up from the edge of the glade and called to her team.
Big, Cream, let's give it a little flower power.
Without a word, Big opened up his large bamboo umbrella and twirled it over his head. Amy and Cream, the rabbit, jumped on top, holding each other's hands and whipping up a furious spinning speed.
1, 2, 3, go!
Amy called and then let go of Cream to shoot herself at the machine with full force. Her hammer swung around in midair for a mighty blow, and then clang! Amy bounced straight off the whirling body of the saucer. She hit the dirt and rolled to safety, but the machine continued its awful dig, sinking its body firmly into the earth.
Submit! Submit! Submit!
It called out in a droning tone that set the hero's hair on end.
It looks like the top may be vulnerable, yelled Tails over the noise.
Try to crush its dome!
Swoosh! In a split second, a blue blaze flew over their heads, nearly blowing the heroes down with its force. The spinning ball of fury shot toward the machine's dome like a bullet and struck it hard and true. The dome crumbled as the blue blur came into focus as
Sonic
the Hedgehog. Were you waiting long? Just kidding. I know you weren't, he said with a smirk and crouched to balance. Underneath him, the half-shrunken saucer shivered and steamed.
Submit, submit, submit.
It wheezed before finally splitting wide open. With a wet, sickening sound, the metal body of the monster burst, shooting a torrent of sticky green slime all over Amy's team.
Whoa,
said Tails, as he zipped high in the air to miss the green goo.
Gross, called Amy. I feel like I got sneezed on by a giant.
Oh, my poor cheese, said Cream, picking up her floating sidekick pal from where he was knocked to the ground. And I think she's talking about Big, right? Because he's a cat.
No.
I think she calls him Cheese.
No.
No?
Look, in a few pages, you'll see her companion. It's like a small little blue guy with a little red bow tie.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So, picking up her floating sidekick pal from where he was knocked to the ground. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I don't know,
said Big, sitting calmly in the squishy green slime.
It actually feels kind of nice.
Laughed Sonic. Sorry to say, but that's what happens when you're not the fastest thing alive. Without the robotic saucer body, all that was left of the machine was a tall metal spire. In its middle sat a large green meteor rock that continued to pulsate, which means?
Like beat.
Oh yeah, beat or throb. Mm-hmm. That's another good word for it. Pulsate with a strange light, even as it dripped the disgusting discharge.
We'll have to contact a medical team to decontaminate you,
Tails said.
Standard procedure.
Have fun waiting to get hosed off, said Sonic as he swung outside at the slime radius with Tails' help. I've got more action to find instead of getting stuck in place. The next day, Sonic sped through town in search of some fun. Street after street, the scene was calm and quiet. No explosions or attacks or action of any kind. Except at Cream and Cheese's house. Out front, the kindly rabbit and her partner were making a racket of clangs from a mountain of sheet metal. Cream stuck a large wrench against a warped pile again and again. Sparks flew each time she struck, some jumping into Cheese's eyes, but neither of them seemed to care. Hey, Cream, Sonic said as he skidded into her driveway. Working on an art project?
We are rebuilding the spear,
the rabbit said, without stopping.
Right. The spear.
Sonic didn't know exactly what to say.
And you think a wrench is going to shape that metal up the way you want?
Cream stopped her motion mid-swing. She pulled the tool down slowly and stared at it for a long moment. The quiet made Sonic uncomfortable.
Perhaps you are right, she said at last.
The wrench dropped with a thud, and Cream reached up her hands to grab the metal firmly. With surprising strength and an agonizing squeaking sound, the rabbit folded two pieces of strong metal together as though they were paper. She started to mold and shape the pile like clay. Wow, said Sonic. Have you been working out? The little chaos creature that followed Cream everywhere floated up to Sonic's nose.
Kale.
The little chow creature that followed Cream everywhere floated up to Sonic's nose.
Chow.
Cream explained to Sonic that this meant that they had been strengthened and wanted Sonic to join them.
I've got somewhere else to be, Sonic said, and sped away before he got too close.
The strange encounter drove Sonic across the city to Amy's home. If anyone knew what was going on with those two, it would be their best friend. But when Sonic arrived, Amy didn't charge out to greet him.
Amy? Anyone home?
Sonic called into the curiously open door. When no one answered, he walked in, carefully, in case there was an ambush waiting. But what he found was almost too boring. Amy and a room of maps.
This planet has so many people on it, she said, without looking up.
Amy leaned over a massive map of the planet. Pinned on every wall were charts of country borders and city streets. She was totally absorbed.
Planning a trip? Sonic asked, and forced a flat chuckle.
The trip is over, she said slowly. All that's left now is to
achoo! Amy sneezed, covering her mouth with her hand, but Sonic noticed that her hands were now covered in green slime.
Gross, said Sonic.
Amy just looked at him with an empty stare. She slowly reached out her slime-covered hands.
It's fine, she said. Touch it and you'll see.
In a blur, Sonic was gone again, roaming the streets for answers to whatever had happened to his friends. No matter how fast he ran, no answers came. And then it hit him. The slime. The crash site must hold the answers to what was happening. Within seconds, Sonic was back on the outskirts of town and rushing into the quiet glade. What met him there was another friend. Or was it? Big sat, still as a stone, in the blackened pit that the saucer had dug. While his back was to Sonic, it was clear the large purple cat was staring up at the dented meteorite that still glowed an eerie shade of green.
Hey, pal, Sonic called, trying to sound normal. Fish aren't biting today.
Fish?
Biggs finally said.
No, we are busy.
He rose slowly like a sleeping giant and lurched around. His eyes had turned a bright green, and streams of green goo dripped down them into his whiskers.
To understand us,
said the cat slowly,
all you have to do is submit.
Do you know what it means to submit?
Submit, like enter.
Oh, yeah, you could hit submit on your keyboard. Yep. There's multiple meanings to the word submit, but I think in this instance, what they're saying submit means to do as someone else has commanded, to complete something that someone else tells you to do.
So, what?
Yeah, basically you have, he's asking,
Sonic to submit.
Yep, asking Sonic to do what he says. They couldn't be talked to. They couldn't be fought. And they most definitely couldn't be touched. Sonic sprinted in panic, thinking about how he might save his pals.
Tails!
Sonic burst into his friend's lab. We need to do something. That space probe robot has infected Amy and Big and Cream and Cheese with some kind of virus.
But that's not possible,
said Tails. The medical team checked the entire site. There's no organic matter in that robot. Even that green slime was just some kind of insulation.
I don't care what you call it. It did a number on our friends, and now they're acting like some kind of creepy crawlies,
said Sonic. He paced the room.
What can we do?
Well, I am running some tests on this sliver of meteorite,
Tails said as he pulled back a shelf to reveal a 2-inch chip of the rock. Sonic stopped dead in his tracks when he saw the green glare of the fragment.
Tails, you didn't touch it, did you?
Of course not, said the fox. There is still a chance that a metal like this could be highly volatile, so I took every precaution extracting it from the crash.
Well, we've got to figure out what it is, and fast, said Sonic.
He looked out at the streets from the window. In the distance, he thought he could see Cream slowly trudging along with a massive metal spike slung over her shoulder.
That's easier said than done, said Tails.
I'm good, but I'm no expert in cosmic metallurgy.
That's the study of metals from the cosmos, from outer space.
I'm afraid we're just going to have to wait until I can run every test I know.
Uh-oh. But in the street, people were starting to scream. Cream began using her flying ability with her ears to spread slime all over the town. People were getting infected by the green slime and slowly turning into a diseased mob, wandering around in slow motion as Tails and Sonic watched in horror.
Tails, he said, if there's one thing I'm bad at, it's waiting.
That evening became a nightmare in slow motion. Sonic left Tails locked up in the lab and hit the town at top speed, warning everyone to avoid the sick. No matter how fast Sonic ran, he was always too late. The people of the city were shambling through the streets. Their heads hung low and their eyes glowed with a sticky green slime. Yet, despite their lethargic motions, everyone's strength seemed to have increased tenfold.
Oh. There's a bunch of big words in that sentence.
Do you know what it means to be lethargic?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that means that they do not have high energy. They're acting kind of sleepy, a little bit out of it, a little bit confused, slow. When you're moving slow and sleepy, you are lethargic. It's a great word. Mm. And
like this, to me, this thing's describing zombies from Minecraft.
Yeah, they are definitely acting like zombies, for sure.
Because zombies from Minecraft are just like...
Yep, that's exactly what's going on here. They tore up street lamps and stop signs and mailboxes, and everything metal was ripped up, crunched together, and carried away by the groaning masses.
Submit,
they droned on as each new piece of steel was dragged away.
Submit.
They're building something,
Sonic said as he zipped along the alleys of the city undetected. Suddenly, a city bus landed in the street ahead of Sonic with an epic boom. He skidded hard to avoid hitting it. When Sonic looked up, he saw Big lumbering toward him.
Why does it run from us?
Big said.
We will not hurt it.
Sonic spun the other way, only to see Cream and Cheese approaching from across the street.
Kale,
said Cheese in a hollow voice. Sonic backed up against the wall of a building only to see Amy slinking along the curb toward him. Her face was an eerie green mask.
Why can't it realize that it must submit?
She said, raising a hand. RB destroyed. Sonic sprinted through a small opening between the two of them, and he raced away as he looked back at an army of droning people with glowing green eyes.
They're right behind me, Tails,
said Sonic as he slid into the lab. The fox pulled an emergency lever. The windows and the doors of the lab were soon covered by metal doors 4 feet thick.
I built this in case Eggman ever attacked, but it should hold them back for now, he said.
They'll just tear it down.
You think so? Because they're looking for metal? Yeah.
But what are we going to do about them? They're everywhere.
Tails sat at his workshop bench and rubbed his eyes.
I have an idea, he said.
Not being able to leave the house until something was done, and something would be done like in a few years or in a long time. So then you had to stay in the house for that long.
Well, honey, that happened.
Wow.
We all had to stay inside of our house. There was a pandemic, a global pandemic a few years ago when you were 3. Yep. Okay, where was I?
I have an idea,
he said, as a schematic of the saucer machine lit up on a screen behind him.
The green meteorite is more than a mere power source. It has a mind of its own.
Outside, the army of the infected had reached Tails' lab and began scratching at the metal walls.
Scritch, scritch, scritch. So it's some kind of alien invader?
Asked Sonic, as the sound grew louder.
Not exactly. This thing isn't living or dead,
Tails said in awe.
It's more like a computer than anything else, sailing through space on a makeshift craft for thousands of years. It's like a spear thrown into the sky that never came down, a spear with a simple primitive program driving it to take over all that it comes in contact with.
So, if it's not alive or dead, then how do we stop it?
Said Sonic, as the scritch, scritch seemed to crawl up his spine.
I built this amplifier,
Tails said, holding up a large circuit board brimming with wires.
It's attuned to the meteorite's unique frequency. I've used it to speak to the fragment.
And?
Sonic clenched his teeth.
It's amazing, really,
said Tails, as he stared at the green fragment encased in a glass container.
Just imagine traveling in the cold of space for a millennia. It's slower than us, but so much more patient. We can't even begin to understand what it can do, how it can communicate. Through touch and transmission and even by sight. And once we amplify it fully, everyone will understand.
Scritch, scritch, scritch. Tails began rubbing his nails against the glass slowly.
Buddy, what are you talking about?
Sonic said as he reeled back in horror. Tails turned to his friend as two thin green tears ran down his face.
Don't fight us anymore, Sonic,
he said.
We've waited this long. We will take you eventually. And it's so much nicer once you submit.
Oh, no.
With a slow squeeze, the fox shattered the glass container, grasped the meteorite fragment in his hand, and slammed down hard on the security switch.
Scritch, scratch,
scrum.
In an agonizing instant, endless streams of green arms scratched their way into the raising doors and lunged at Sonic. Sonic swooped through the lab, stole away Tails' amplifier device, and within seconds, he slipped through a rare, unclogged window and sprinted for the hills.
They need this thing to complete whatever they've got planned,
said Sonic as he ran. But what can I do that doesn't just slow them down? Fortunately for Sonic, Tails had prepared a memo that he noticed he was attaching to the amplifier, telling him exactly what he needed to do. Amy, Tails, and the rest of the infected wandered their way to the crash site and handed their metal over to Big. Twice as strong as the others, he molded their collection around the meteorite's spire to create one massive broadcast tower.
"We have found the path," Big said in a robotic tone.
"We will send the signal home and call the great meteor here," said Cream, staring up at the tower. "And soon, this entire planet will submit to us," said Amy.
"Or be destroyed," called Sonic. He stood on a branch high above the crowd with the amplifier in his hands, and they turned their heads slowly in unison to look at him.
"Do you understand us now?" called Tails. "That we can wait forever to win?"
"I've accepted the reality," said Sonic. "So I figured I might as well speed things up." He leaped from the tree, holding Tails' amplifier above his head, and landed in the green crowd. Their hands were all over him as they passed Sonic across the glade. Each new touch rubbed him in slime, and he soon started to hear a voice in his head.
"Submit," it whispered. "Join us and be strong in the cold stillness of time."
By the time Sonic had been passed to the metal tower, his eyes were bleary with the green light. Its power coated his brain, overriding any impulse that was his own. It would be easy to give in, but his mind raced with a plan.
"This,"
Sonic said slowly, handing forward the device.
"This will spread our message across the stars."
Big, the cat, lifted Sonic up, and the hedgehog pressed the amplifier onto the tower just above the glowing green meteorite. The crowd swayed in excitement. Sonic felt as if his brain was drowning. Did he really want to do this? Did he want to submit to the power of the unliving rock? His hands attached the wires of Tails' creation to the tower slowly. His fingers ran over its dials, sticking on the buttons. Finally, it was ready.
I'm sorry, said Sonic as he flipped a switch on.
And then his vision erupted in fire. The world came into focus as the light of day stung Sonic's eyes. He was in a hospital bed, surrounded by Tails, Amy, Big. Sonic kicked off the covers.
"It's okay, Sonic," said Amy. "We're cured."
He relaxed and sunk into the bed. "So it worked?"
"I'm glad you found my memo," said Tails.
"Overloading the amplifier created a wicked feedback loop. The meteorite's power was never meant to pump out that much information that quickly."
"Gotta move fast," Sonic laughed at himself. "But was anyone hurt?"
"Just you, pal,"
said Tails. "With the machine overloaded, it sparked and caught fire in your hands. Luckily, the feedback was enough to burn the program out of everyone's system and melt down the tower."
Sonic looked down at his hands. They were fully wrapped in clean white gauze and throbbing in pain.
"Will I be okay?"
he asked.
"You will make a full recovery," said Big. "All it will take is time and patience."
"Aw," said Sonic. "If there's one thing I'm bad at, it's waiting."
And that, our friends, is